Blog Talk Radio.
There's another day that you have granted unto us. Before you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth, confessing all of our sins and thanking you for the opportunity to serve in your kingdom one more day. We do bless you. We do thank you. We do magnify your holy and your righteous name. Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for already preparing everything before us, Father, and all we have to do is walk it out. And we say thank you, Father God, for direction. Thank you for protection. And thank you for your blessings upon us and everything that we do because we glorify you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. We'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you today, and we thank you for being here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our early morning. Amen. We eat breakfast before breakfast. Glory be to God. Thank God for our spiritual, amen, nourishment. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it is indeed a pleasure to serve the Lord. Amen. In his kingdom. Amen and amen. We pray that everybody's doing well, feeling well. Amen. Holding on. Amen. The faith. Amen. At the bloodstained banner. Because truly, amen, Jesus is the answer. Amen. For the world today. I'd like to draw your attention this morning to the book of Matthew, chapter number 21. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 17. Before we begin reading, beloved, we saw on last week how Jesus, amen, rode the ass. Amen. Jesus rode the ass. Amen. And entered into Jerusalem. Amen. Which was what Palm Sunday is all about. Glory be to God, and as we know, amen, we thank God for the celebration, we thank God for the commemoration, we thank God for the meaning of it, okay? So Jesus, amen, had already entered into Jerusalem. He chose, the Spirit chose a time when the crowd would be there, okay, because they was already gathering for the Passover feast, so the crowd was there, Jesus is already there. Now, we want to pick up here in the 17th verse, amen, and let's see what happened after Jesus entered into the city, keeping in mind that we're just less than a week away, amen, from the crucifixion. Verse number 17 says this, and he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Now, this is that right after Jesus, amen, entered into Jerusalem, okay, on Palm Sunday. Okay, this is what Jesus did. Okay, so he went to Bethany, okay, spent the night in Bethany. Then verse number 18 says early that morning, like around this time right here, probably was earlier than this, early in the morning as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree on the road, he went up to it and found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. And immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? They asked. Jesus replied, truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, But also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen. Coming to you with the subject this morning, the end is the beginning. The end is the beginning. Because, beloved, glory be to God, hallelujah, Jesus was headed towards the end of his life. But it was the beginning for you and for me. Ah, come on now, somebody. Oh, glory be to God. Matter of fact, beloved, the end is the beginning. Hallelujah. Sometimes in our lives, what we consider to be the beginning is the end, and the end is the beginning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Palm Sunday brought Jesus closer to the end of his life, but the end was the beginning. And so we see here, beloved, amen, hallelujah, in the word, amen, that Jesus, even though he knew he was about to die, amen, wasn't sitting somewhere hiding and fretting and hiding in a cave, amen, but the Bible tells us that Jesus was working. Jesus was working. The Bible tells us to work while it's day, because night cometh when no man can work. Jesus was working up to the very end. Jesus made no excuses for being about his Father's business. He made no excuses for not doing what the Lord would have him to do. He made no excuses. And so here we are, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. On Monday, the day after Palm Sunday, amen, the day after Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the Sunday, here it is Monday, hallelujah. What was Jesus doing? Well, the Bible tells us that he cursed the fig tree. Ah, that's what the Bible says. Glory be to God, hallelujah, that he cursed the fig tree. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus did on Monday. Hallelujah. Call it what you want, Holy Monday. Amen. We know we're in Holy Week. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus was working. Hallelujah. Fig trees, beloved, was a popular source of inexpensive food in Israel. It required 3 years from the time that they was planted until they could bear fruit. Each tree yields a great amount of fruit 2 times a year, in the late spring and in early autumn. This incident occurred early in the spring when the leaves were beginning to bud. The figs normally grow, fill out. This tree is full of leaves, but it had no figs. Oh, the tree was pretty. Oh, that green, you know, that green plant. You know, I love to see the pretty green plants and plants, you know, leaves everywhere. Nothing but leaves, you know, some place to sit to protect you from the sun, you know what I mean? Just a good place to take a selfie, a good place, amen, to pull your camera out and take a picture in front of this tree, because it was leafy, 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 but no fruit, no figs on it. The tree looked promising, but had no fruit. Jesus was hungry. There was nothing there to eat. And so, beloved, we see where Jesus got angry. And Jesus had some harsh words. Glory be to God. But he spoke that fig tree that could be applied to the nation of Israel. Why? Because it was fruitful in appearance only, but barren. Fruitful, appearing fruitful but barren. You're looking good. You got a good show.
You know, you're dressed pretty. You know, you ride around pretty. Shoes look good. Live in a decent neighborhood. Big fancy church. Oh, all the stuff that represent prosperity. Just all the stuff that represent. Amen. Glory be to God that you're doing good. Eating steak and lobster. Got the ham and the turkey and the roast beef ready for Easter. I mean, just, you know, everything look real leafy. Real leafy. But no substance. Was there no fruit? Jesus cursed the tree, beloved. Jesus was angry at religion without substance. Where Jesus, amen, told the disciples that these people here praise me with their mouths, but their heart is far from me. Okay, for you note takers today, for you serious Bible students, let me give you a scripture. You can find it in several places, amen, in the Bible. You can find it in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, amen. You can find it in Ezekiel, amen, and in Matthew's, amen, chapter number 15, amen, verse number 8. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their hearts are far from me, but their lips, oh, they singing. Hey, they even praying. They praying, they singing. I love Jesus. Yeah, you love Jesus. Yeah, we love Jesus. Oh, yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Confessing but not possessing. Confessing they know the Lord. Confessing they love the Lord. Confessing they close to God but not possessing anything. Yeah, glory be to God. These people, amen, honor me with their lips, but their heart are far from me. They worship me in vain. That's why Jesus was angry. See, because the tree had the leaves, but it didn't have any fruit. When it is God's will for us to be fruit. In the book of Genesis, go back to Genesis chapter number 1. He did, glory be to God, after he created the first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve, the first thing he did after he created them was bless them. That's how you know God's intensity for us to be blessed and to be fruitful in our lives. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful. But there was no figs on the tree, on the fig tree. You looking like a fig tree. Glory be to God. You talking like a fig tree. But you ain't walking like a fig tree because you ain't a fig tree because there ain't no figs. And beloved, you could talk like a Christian. Glory be to God. But unless you walking like a Christian, you're not a Christian. Because the Bible says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The fig tree looked good from a distance, but was fruitless on close examination. From a distance, it looked good. See, but when Jesus got close up to it, he could tell. See, when people, they look like Christians, but when you spend time with them, he said, oh, wait a minute. You go out to dinner, you go out, you do little things with them, you spend a little time, you get close to them, you get up there on close examination, and you say, oh, what's this? What? They said, what? They did what? See, on close examination, he said, nah, this ain't right. No, baby. Glory be to God. If it look like a duck, walk like a duck, quack like a duck, baby, it's a duck. Glory be to God. And trying to convince somebody, amen, that you born again, when the Bible says if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Beloved, if you say you born again and you still doing the things that you used to do, let me tell you something. You ain't saved. You ain't saved. You ain't saved. You want to know why you're not saved? I'm going to tell you why you're not saved. All right. Turn the first time. I'm pulling up two scriptures for you. First Peter chapter number 1, verse number 23 says this. For you have been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You're born again of an incorruptible seed. There's no sin in God's seed. You were born again by the rhema of God, inasmuch, and I don't have time to break it down today, on the same level where Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit, by the seed of God, the sperma of God. So God's seed, amen, that's the incorruptible seed. You was born with that. There's no sin in God's seed. That's how you was born again. So this is why 1 John chapter number 3, verse number 9 says this. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. The same seed that I've just shared with you out of 1 Peter. God's seed remains in you, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Any person that calls himself a born-again believer and practices sin, I think you need to check your salvation. See? And so this is what made Jesus angry. You hypocrite. Jesus said, he said, be hot or cold. See? If you're hot, amen, you're in the favor of God, like fire, shut up in your bones. If you're cold, you're going to pay the consequences for being cold, but God said he respects your decision. That's a decision you made. That's the consequences you're going to face. One of my family members, amen, father died, amen, an in-law of mine, father died, and, hey, look, he says he died over the weekend. He said, he don't want no funeral. He said, cremate me. He said, I didn't go to church when I was living. Don't take me to no church when I'm dead. And I ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. See? Sad commentary, because now he going to burn two twice. Because they're gonna burn up his flesh. They're going to cremate him. So that's the first burning. Then he going to hell and he going to burn again. But that was a decision that he made. But God says, when you lukewarm, God said, I'm going to spit you out. You want to get God angry? Be lukewarm. This tree right here, beloved, it looked good. Oh, oh, they religious. Oh, yeah, they go to church every Sunday. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they bring their tithes and offering to the church. Oh, no, no, they pray all the time. They no, they pray every day. Yeah, they on the prayer line every day praying. Oh, no, they speak in tongues. Oh, no, no, I see them. You should see them pretty dresses and suits he wear. Oh, no, they saved. Oh, yeah, you should see them hats. What all that mean? What all that mean? You know how many devils wear hats? Saints, you want to know that the devil has a tongue. Because somebody speak in a tongue, that don't mean the devil got a tongue. See, from the outside, you look good. This is why we want to put everybody in heaven, everybody in heaven. We know it sounds good. We want to go to the funerals. We want to, you know, put them in heaven. Glory be to God, huh? Because they look real green, real leafy, but they was hollow. They was hollow. Beloved, we have to make sure that our lives are not hollow. This is why Jesus became angry with the fig tree on his way to the cross. He was judging hypocrisy. Look in the book. Look in your Bibles. Write this scripture down. Matthew chapter number 21 and go to verse number 43. Now, some of y'all, if you don't get no scripture I shared with you this morning, you got to get this one. You got to get this one if you don't get none of the scriptures I gave you this morning. Matthew 21:43. It says, therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce fruit. Now, wait a minute, Pastor. I ain't never know that was in the Bible. What? Yeah. Oh, read it again. I'll read it again since you can't find your Bible. Write the scripture down. Find it later. Matthew 21:43. Therefore, I tell you, now this is Jesus talking. Therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away, You can't lose your salvation. The devil is a liar. How are you going to lose something you never had? Therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you. That means you had it, but you lost it. And what? And given to a people who will produce fruit. Don't you tell me fruit don't matter to God? Don't you tell me your lifestyle don't matter to God? Glory be to God. Those who have keep on getting it. We look at people and say, whoo, they look blessed. Why? Because they faithful. Because they producing fruit. And the more fruit you produce, God going to, amen, purge it. Then he say that he will purge it in St. John chapter 15 that you may bring forth more fruit. Oh, I'm just about finished. I might as well give you one more scripture this morning. I like to prove my case. I like to prove my case because people think, some people might think I'm just talking. Hey, okay, turn to the scripture. All right. You can find it in St. John, chapter number 15. All right? Verse number 2. Read it for yourself. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Ooh, that's some heavy stuff right there. My God, that's heavy. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it that it may bring forth more fruit. Need I say any more? God wants you good and fruity, baby. See? And so Jesus cursed the fig tree, glory be to God, and the analogy that what Jesus, the message that Jesus wants us to get from this, beloved, for those of us who appear to have faith, but we're not putting it to work. Oh, my God, we talk a good game. My God, we talk a good game. We can convince somebody. We can convince everybody but Jesus because he know the real deal. See, we appear to have faith, see, but just like that fig tree, ain't no fruit on it. No fruit, no fruit, no fruit, or no fruit, no, nothing, nothing, see. Beloved, when we have genuine faith, which is the only way to please God, with Hebrews 11, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Genuine faith. The kind of faith that God recognizes, the kind of faith that gets God's attention, the kind of faith that is equivalent to fruit on your tree. Glory be to God. Huh? Genuine faith means that you're bearing fruit for God's kingdom. What have you done for God's kingdom lately? What have you done for God's kingdom lately? Beloved, it's not about you. I'm sorry to tell you, but it ain't about you. It's always been about God. Jesus said himself, and Jesus said, I came not to do my will, but I come to do my Father's will. Jesus knew it wasn't even about him. That's why he died on the cross. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? It wasn't about Jesus. It was about the Father. Beloved, I come to tell you, it ain't about you. Glory be to God. So what we want to do, beloved, is make a decision to die to our flesh. See, to die to our carnality. To die to these ways, glory be, that's not producing fruit. Because even though it's the end of that season, huh? It's the beginning of something else. Beloved, when we make a decision, amen, to mortify our flesh and bring that to a conclusion, glory be to God, and to die to flesh, amen, that's when we begin to live life in the spirit. And that's why we say the end is the beginning. You're closing one chapter, but God got something bigger and something higher. See, you're giving up something on a low level so you can obtain something on a higher level. Woo! I want you to be good and fruity. God wants you to be. I gave you the scriptures. I hope. Look, if you missed it, if you're halfway sleeping, listen to the replay. Go to lifewordjesus.com/kingdomleadership and listen to the replay. Get the scriptures. Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The kingdom is only goes to those, amen, who are bearing fruit. Because he said, if you're not bearing fruit, he said he's going to cast. You read it. St. John 15:2. He said, if you don't bear fruit, glory be to God, the Lord said he takes it away. And if you bear fruit, he's going to help you bear more fruit. You want to see why all of God's disciples, amen, became richer and richer? And I'm not just talking about money. It include money. It include money. Ho, ho, ho. But it wasn't just about money. Because he said that his desire is for us to prosper and be in good health. Your health is more important than your money. Oh, you got some people right now, they millionaires and billionaires. They give you every dollar if you can get a remedy, if you can get some healing to them, get them out of that pain and suffering, they give you every dollar in their bank account. Oh, your money don't mean nothing when you sick, baby. See? So God's desire is for us to prosper and be in good health and as our full prosper. That means you're fruity. You're fruity. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Don't be found guilty. Don't be found guilty. Amen. Glory be to God. For those of you, as I close on this morning, for those of you who have sort of have nothing to show for your life in Christ, you don't witness to nobody. You don't pray in spirit and in truth. You don't serve God out of your heart. Everything you do is for show, for fashion. You ain't even going to get started till certain people get there because you want to make sure they see you. See, doing stuff to please people. Nowhere in the Bible that God tells us. You can't find one scripture where God says to please anybody. It ain't in the Bible. He tell us to love our brothers and sisters and the world too. Love your enemies. Not one place in that Bible where you're going to see God says, please them. You want to know why? Because you know it can't be done. The more you do, the more they want you to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to please God and love everybody else. Beloved, let us in this holy week, this most sacred week on the whole Christian calendar, matter of fact, any calendar, this is the most holy and sacred week. Let us examine our hearts. Ask God to show us ourselves as he sees us. Are we living a fruitful life? Or are we barren? Ask God to show you. He'll show you. See? And if you're doing well, keep on doing it. And if you're lacking, ask God to forgive you and help you to do better. And help you to do better. And watch God move. But some things got to die so we can live. I don't want to get ahead of myself and my teachings on this week. Amen. But some things got to die. I'm going to say this as I give the benediction. Just to tease you a little bit on what's coming up this week. When you plant a seed in soil. And I love plants. I do. I love plants. I don't really have a green thumb, but I love plants. And some of you gardeners out there, you sow that seed in that soil. What happens to that seed? That seed dies before it can bring forth the pretty flowers and the fruit. See, the reason some of you have no fruit is because you haven't died. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Though you be dead, yet shall ye live. You got to die to your flesh. You got to die to your old ways. You got to die to your carnality. You got to die. You got to die. You got to die. The seed has, you're trying to live. You're trying to put, can you imagine trying to put the seed in the soil and the seed says, I want to die. I want to live. And it keeps popping out the soil. Well, you're not going to get no fruit. That's why Jesus had to die. That's why Jesus had to die. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we're going to share some scriptures with you as we move forward this week. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus had to die. Amen. Glory be to God. And this is why God started out with the one son, Jesus. Now God has many sons. And many daughters because of that one seed, Jesus, that had to die and go into the soil. Amen. Go buried into the grave to bring forth fruit, you and me. Let us have a fruity-tooty life. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we confess every sin of omission and commission. Forgive us, Father God, for being lukewarm. Forgive us for being carnal. Forgive us for putting on a show that we are more than what we are. Father God, when we know our heart is not right, we dipping and dabbing and playing and peeping and hiding and slipping and sliding, trying to play you acting like you don't know and you can't see. God, forgive us. God, we are so grateful that you haven't struck us down yet, God. God, in the Old Testament, when they went that far, some of them would just drop dead. Moses opened up the grave, Father God, and they said hundreds of people just went, they went to hell alive. God, but thank you, Father God, for being so patient with us. Now help us to get our acts together. Give us the will. Give us the will to draw close to you. Because as we draw close to you, fruit is going to be inevitable. Because there's only one way to draw close to you, and that's the flesh has to die that the spirit can live. And if we do that, fruit is inevitable. Thank you for helping us to be good and fruity for your kingdom, lifting up Jesus day after day. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. If you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, today is your day. The day, this is the perfect time to give you, any moment is the perfect time because you don't know how many more moments you have. Okay, just don't wait. I know, we know the church is going to be crowded this weekend. We already know. Don't wait till you get to church. Don't wait. Okay, do it right now. Give your life to Jesus. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Ye shall be saved. All right, God forgive me for my sins. I open my heart and I invite Jesus to come in and be my Lord and my Savior. Save me, Jesus. Save me. Hallelujah. That's all you got to do. Say it and mean it. Hallelujah. And then turn around and tell him, thank you for saving me. Now use me. Amen. And make me the person that you desire for me to be. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. We want you to know that all of you are invited, amen, to our Good Friday services this Friday. Amen. We have seven fantastic, powerful speakers. Amen. That's going to be speaking on the seven last sayings of Christ. Amen. The services is from 12 to 3. Amen. And the church doors open at 11 o'clock. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. For this Holy Week service, I think we might do something special on Wednesday night. I'm not quite sure. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to continue to download. Glory be to God. We definitely want to, amen, have Holy Communion. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen. I believe that's all the announcements right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll share more with you. Amen. As we progress during the week. Father God, we say thank you for the word. We bind every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus. Oh, God. Some of us are living under a curse. Some of us are living under a curse. It don't have nothing to do with our tithe, and we're living under a curse. God, you said anybody that's not fruity, Father God, you said, Father God, and you said, Father God, you take it away. You said every branch that beareth not fruit, you take away. That's a curse. Father God, help us to remove ourselves from under that closed heaven and live under an open heaven as we live in power and spirit and in truth, walking close to you. In Jesus' name. God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, premature death. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is expelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Everybody have a good fruity day. Amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. Hey, 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 oh, oh, yeah. Yeah!
Job is to lift him up, praise him.